Word of Mouse. Written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein. Read by Nate Beagle.
For Red Boy, JP. For Parker, Tiger Lily, and Phoebe Squeak, CG. Chapter 1. The world is always biggest when you're small. Isaiah. My story starts on the day I lost my entire family. I'm running as fast as I can behind my big brothers and sisters, down the hall, past the mop bucket, toward the open door. We're escaping from a place that's foul and creepy and 100% horrible. It's also the only home my family and I have ever known. My brothers and sisters are leading the way to our freedom. All 96 of them. I'm the youngest, not to mention the smallest. All I have to do is tail after them, just like I always do. Wherever they lead, I will follow. I know it'll be a safer place. And better. It has to be. Abe says so. Winnie, too. We squeeze through that tiny crack between the door and the wall and enter the land of the giants. Outside. The place none of us has ever been before. Have I mentioned how terrified I am? Oh, no! A lumpy black mountain reeking of rancid vegetables blocks our way forward. It forces my family to split up, to scatter in all directions. You guys, I cry, wait up! They can't wait. It's too dangerous. I try taking a shortcut to catch up with them. I run over the mountain. Bad idea. My right rear paw punches through something as thin as an eggshell. My leg plunges down into a slimy hole, and I can't lift it out. This isn't a mountain. It's a big, black plastic sack filled with garbage. You guys? My brothers and sisters have totally disappeared, and I'm trapped. So I do what I always do. I panic. Help! I yell. This escape was my big brother Benji's idea. But Benji's gone. So are Abe and Winnie. And I hear the heavy thuds of human shoes behind me. Someone's coming. I yank at my leg. It won't budge. I yank again. On the third yank, I finally tug my foot free. I need to run. I need to find my family. Because without them, I don't have any idea where I'm supposed to go or what I'm supposed to do. On the other side of the garbage mountain, I skirt around a crumpled bag labeled D-O-R-I-T-O-S and reach a ledge. Winnie? Abe? I look around. Can't see anybody. Then I look down. There's a 3-foot drop to a steel grate covering a dark tunnel. I close my eyes tight and leap. I land with a splash in cold, scummy water. I hate when my feet get wet. You guys, I call out. Did anybody else take the sewer drain? Anybody? Hello? No answer. Not even a squeak. Just my own voice echoing back at me. I've heard humans say, "Are you a man or are you a mouse?" when one of them is afraid and the other one needs him to be brave. Well, I am definitely a mouse. My name is Isaiah. I have never been more frightened in my whole life. And that's saying something, because my whole life has been one big fright fest. But it doesn't get any worse than this. I don't know where I am, and I've lost my family. Or they lost me. Either way, for the first time in my life, I'm completely alone. Chapter 2. God gave us the acorns, but he doesn't crack them open for us. Isaiah.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?